It's 2 hours before Zos Hanukkah. If you don't know what Zos Hanukkah is, we'll know in a second. But it's the end of Hanukkah. And I think that it's a time that we can't let slip away. And I want to discuss today what Zos Hanukkah is, what we're taking Hanukkah with us, and really propelling us to the next couple months to get us to Purim, to get us to Pesach, to get us to Mamash, a time of growth. We can't just leave empty-handed today. That's what I want to discuss. We'll start with the Hakdama to the Me'iri. It's source number one. We're not going to read all of it. We're going to read parts of it. Then he says an unbelievable thing. And this is so true for any stage of life that we find ourselves in. That every person needs to think about every moment. What is special about today? What's special about this time period? Not just the good moments. Not just when I have a yontif. And not just when everything's going well and there's a simcha. But even a time when I'm sick. Or when I'm old. That what happens to many people when they come to these time periods, they don't think about it. They don't think it's a time that Kadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to them. That he's expecting something from them. That there's something that they need to gain. And what happens is we don't inspire ourselves. And we don't grow from those moments. That we're supposed to be awakened by them. And what happens is we just go through those experiences like any other experience. We go through today living like yesterday. And we go through every stage of our lives. This can happen to anybody. In seminary, today is the same as yesterday. But says the Me'iri, a person who lives with that lifestyle, with that perspective, is flawed and can't grow. Because there's no such thing that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants today what he wanted from yesterday. And there's no such thing that if I'm in this world breathing, that there's not something new that I'm meant to accomplish and to achieve and to bring to this world. It says that the Me'iri, a person has to look at every day of their lives and ask, what is special about today? What does Kadosh Baruch Hu want for me today? It's not just true within every day. It's not just true from day to day, but true within the day itself. That every day, every part of our day is a new moment. It's a new tzchadshos. We say, I'm tzchadish b'chol yom tovim ma'as b'reishis. I'm tzchadish b'tuba b'chol yom ma'as b'reishis. Every day, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish the world. Every second, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish the world. And the question is, right now, what does Kadosh Baruch Hu want from us? What does Kadosh Baruch Hu want from us, those of us who have gone through 7 days of Hanukkah? 7 days, hopefully, of growth, of light, of or. Sufkaniyot, lakras, panemius. Right. What does he want from us now? I brought from a Shulma Kaaba, I brought from a Baba Rav. He says, you see an unbelievable thing when it comes to the Jewish year. If you look at all the Svarim HaKadoshim, not even the Svarim HaKadoshim, you look at even all the Machshava Svarim. When it comes to a Yantif, what do they say? You open up the Sefer, what does it say when you get to each Yantif? This Yantif is the greatest yontif that exists, right? You open the sefer, you get the Rosh Hashanah, this is the day. And then what happens? You turn 10 pages later to Yom Kippur, this is the day. If you don't take advantage of this, the world is going to fall apart, the tsaras are going to happen, your life is over, right? And then you go to Sukkot, this is the Zman Sim Chaseinu, there's nothing like it. And then you turn a couple pages later, Chanukah is the end of Din, and what you thought was the end of Din on Yom Kippur, and Rosh Hashanah Rabba, no. Real Chassidim, you know, we have more time. Kadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis. And he says, you have to Chanukah. And then you open up to get the, we find other new holidays. We find like Shovavim, and then you find like, whatever, Tu B'Av, and then you find Purim. Right? Everything is like, this is the day. So like, what's going on? How can we say that? What's the day? It says in Shulchan Kalbach, that the way of a life of a Jew, and it's similar to what we just said before, like the Me'iri, that yesterday is supposed to make us a better person. Yesterday is supposed to propel us forward. So that today it's a new existence. And yes, Rosh Hashanah was fantastic. And yes, it was so high. But what Rosh Hashanah did to me, how I just transformed through that Yantif. So now when I come to Yom Kippur, that opportunity that awaits me is on a much higher level, a much higher madriga. And what that means is Yom Kippur is the best possible day in the world. And when I go through Yom Kippur and I come to Sukkot, I'm on a higher madriga. And what that means is every Yantif is the highest Yantif. Because now you can reach a new madriga in Avodas Hashem. And that's true by every Yantif. And the Pakhet Yitzchak says, in source number 3, I'm sorry I'm not going to read so much. We'll read to when we get to the Ratzadoks. But the Pakhet Yitzchak says an unbelievable thing. Within Chanukah itself, all the other Tovim we know we're supposed to grow, but within Chanukah itself, we see the concept of growth. On day 1, you light 1 candle. On day 2, you light 2 candles. 3, 4, Holach Mosif. It's only Yantif where we see this. Which means that within Chanukah itself, a person is supposed to be growing. A person is supposed to be changing. So the question is, what do we do on the last day of Chanukah? If everything is growth, what happens in Zos Chanukah? Those of you who don't know, tomorrow, tonight, it's going to be called Zos Chanukah. This is Chanukah. We read in the Torah. It comes from, it's a lane in the Parsha, Zos Chanukah Sarizbeah. This was the inauguration there. All the days of laning, we've been laning the korbanos that took place at the institution of the Mishkan. And tomorrow's be Zos Chanukah Samizbeach. Zos Chanukah. This is Chanukah. What does it mean, this is Chanukah? A lot of us were depressed. We're like, shoot, we went through 7 days, it's already over. Heaven, we've been building up 7 days to get to now. To get to the next 24 hours that we're going to absorb ourselves into, throw ourselves into, which we're going to talk about now what we're supposed to do during that time, at least what I think we should be doing during this time. Svasemis tells us in Source 4, what Zos Chanukah? The last day of Chanukah, which is called Zos Chanukah, this is Chanukah, which we read in Parshas Baloska. The last day incorporates all the days in it. What's the idea of Shemini Atzeres? By Sukkot. You have 7 days of Yantif. But then you have one day. They take all the ideas, all the concepts, all the growth, and we gather it together. And we bundle it up. And we absorb it. And what we do is we take it with us into our lives. It needs to transform our lives. And it needs to make us different people. And what's the beauty of Zos Chanukah? It says in Svasemis, it's the same beauty that we have in Shemini Atzeres. What's that beauty? Why is Hashem give us Shemini Atzeres? Because He's with us for 7 days. And for 7 days worth of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And what's going to happen? Hashem's going to leave? He's just going to go out of our existence. Hashem said, I can't leave you. Hashem said, I need one more day with you. It's hard for me to separate from you. It's one more day to show that I love you, that I'm there with you, that I care about you, that I want to be with you. It's not just like, I have to come because I have to come. I come because I want to be with you. And by staying one more day, by having an 8th day, it's what we're telling ourselves, and what we're showing is the Chay Mishar Yosa Ara Kol Hashanah Mis'ora Bo Ner Samanora. That this tremendous light that we experience for 7 days is not just meant for those 7 days. The 8th day is a time for us to say we're taking everything with us. It's hard for us to separate from it because we're not going to separate from it. We're going to take it with us. And what I want to do now is reflect and understand what did we receive in the past 7 days. And even if you don't think you received this, you did receive this. And even if you don't know that you received this, you have 24 hours to realize you received this. Because, however, we are taking this with us for the rest of the year. What are we taking with us? And all I want to do is do chazara of what happened in the past 7 days. What is the month of Kislev? Then now we're going to Teves. What is it? source of Rafaim, and many of the classes that we teach, I mentioned this pasuk. This is the start of Chanukah. In the second pasuk of the Torah, that the world was filled with darkness and emptiness and confusion. And the Medrash tells us that these refer to the different galus and exiles that will happen to the Jewish people. And the Medrash Rabbah tells us in Surah 6, the third bolded part, when the pasuk says darkness, that's referring to the exile of Greece, of Yavan. Shechashicha Neim, she saw that they made the eyes of Chai Saul dark. Choshech, darkness. And what did they do to us? I saw Maritha, they told us, Kasva Karen Ashur, right on the horn of an ox, She'im Lecham Chilek Melechai Yisrael, that you have no connection to God. What does it mean? What was Yavan doing? What was the koach of Yavan? What was the koach of darkness? And another question I want to ask. I do a lot of tzaddiks today. I got my pitzadik. I was looking through it. I'm like, here we go. And I remember that Moshe Weinberg also gave. He mentioned this pitzadik a couple of years ago. So if I say some things that he says, Baruch Hashem, he's being mishpia all of us right now. It says in Surah 7, an unbelievable thing. What this means, I have no idea. But we're going to try to understand together. From the Sefer Yetzirah, this is the Sefer that Avraham Avinu wrote. That God from Adam Arishon tells all the secrets of the world. Every month has a letter. Every month corresponds to an action. And listen to what the Sefer Yetzirah says in source number 7. The Sefer Yetzirah, Himlich O Samech B'Sheina. The letter Samech rules in sleep. And that's Kislev. The month of Kislev is the O Samech is ruling during sleep. What does that mean? It's interesting, Kislev has a Samech also. That Samech it seems to be an instrumental part of this month, the month that we just went through. It tells us really what the essence of Chanukah is, and we'll get to in a second. But let's ask a couple more questions. In source number 8, Rav Tzadok says, he brings in Arizal. V'Arizal chashav shneim asar chodshim k'neged shneim asar shvatim k'seder legalim. That there are 12 months that correspond to the 12 shvatim. What's the Shevet of Kislev? B'nimtzah chodesh Kislev neged Binyamin. This month that we just went through corresponds to Binyamin. And the question is why? Why is this month connected to Binyamin? What does it teach us? Nothing is stam. I want to understand this concept. I want to understand what this means. I'm going to come back to that source in a second. That source number 8. In order to understand all of this, I want to understand a Gemara, or I want to ask a question on a Gemara. We said that Kislev is the O Samech rules in sleep. What's sleep? What's Samech? So the Gemara in Brachos tells an unbelievable thing in source number 9. Sheina Echad Mishishim Lemisa. Sleep is 1/60th of death. 1/60th of that. When you go to sleep, your neshama leaves you. It's scary. You'd say Kriya Shema L'mitach, and it's like saying like Tefillas HaDerech. I know it's going to happen now. 1/60th of death. That's what you're experiencing. It looks like you're done. It looks like your body's shut off. And there's an unbelievable thing that happens at the same time. Chalom, while you're sleeping, you have a dream. Echad Mishishim L'Nevuah. It's 1/60th of the prophecy. What's unbelievable is that at that moment that looks like Nisa, that looks like I'm dead, there's a process that goes on that shows you're so alive, that you're able to connect to the Shechina. Nevuah is connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what this means is an unbelievable thing. That sleep is something that's very bad. Or potentially very bad. 1/60th of death. But what a person can do during that 1/60th of death, that what looks like death, that what looks like darkness, a person could become so close and touch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rav Tzadok says one more thing. And after this, we're going to pull all together. Source number 10. What does the name Kislev mean? Bishim, I didn't know what this meant. He's psukim from Eov initially, and not really holding so much on Eov initially, but thank you, Ori. Let me use her English Tanakh. And I saw Bishim Chod is a Kislev, that this month that we just went through is called Kislev, and Mulashon, Im Sapti Zav Kislev. V'chein way of Kislecha, the word Kislecha, Kislev, the shorash of Kislev means trust. That the month of Kislev is a month of trust. Why is it a month of trust? Because Chavra, Kislev is very dark. Kislev seems like everything is gone. Kislev, people fall asleep in Kislev. And they say, where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where am I? And people fall asleep and they give up on themselves. And they think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given up on them. But the month of Kislev is the month where the Samech rules in sleep. What does that mean? What does it mean the month of that this month the Samech rules in Shena? You know what it means? Listen to this beautiful tzaddik in source 11. O Samech, the letter Samech, you want to know what that means? Mora Somech Hashem Lechol Hanofli. HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports all those who have fallen. Sha'esek b'chod ezel in eknosas ha'yetzer reishis goyim. Then this month, you want to know what happens? Yetzirah comes. And it's the worst Yetzirah that exists. That he puts us to sleep. And sleep means I think I'm dead. I look at myself and I look like I'm finished. It looks like I'm done. It looks like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said bye-bye. But says, Ritzadok, the first time you see the letter Samach is by the rivers in Gan Eden. They said that they went around Gan Eden, Saviv. It says, you know what they're talking about? It's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounding our lives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu circling our lives. And being a somech. And being someone who supports us, who lifts us up, who says, I will not let anything touch you. I will protect you from everything. That's the concept of a dreidel. A dreidel makes a circle. A samech makes a circle. A samech is the only letter that's always closed. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, nothing is going to break this relationship. Nothing is going to take me away from you. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've done. Somech Hashem L'chol Hanoflin. That in that sleep, the Samech is going to rule. You're going to see dreams. It's interesting, all the parshas that we're dealing with, all about dreams. Why? You know what it represents? A dream means I'm sleeping. I'm sleeping, but I'm not dead. I'm connected. I have a relationship. It's what we say in Shir Hashirim, in source number 12. Ani yishena v'libi ir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it looks like I'm sleeping. It looks like I'm 1/60th of death. But v'libi ir, I'm still alive. I still care. I'm still dreaming. I still have passion. I still want to be close. I don't want to leave our relationship. I know you didn't abandon me. And I'm not running away. It says Rav Tzadok, it's not only that we say on Hanukkah, Ani Yishena V'libi Ir. You know who else is saying that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it looks like I'm dead. It looks like I'm not part of this world. It looks like I abandoned you as much as you abandoned me. But Somech Hashem L'chon Anofim, we're saying that the month is all about Samech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Somech. That means He's coming to us. It means that he's saying, I'll never abandon you. I need a shein of a libi'ir. It looks like I'm sleeping. But for libi'ir, my heart's alive. I'm dreaming. I'm dreaming of Yerushalayim. I'm dreaming of being together with Klal Yisrael. I'm dreaming of a time where Hashem Echad is Shmo Echad. I'm dreaming of the time where the walls that surrounded Yerushalayim, that made us one, will be rebuilt. It's interesting, we go from Kislev. When we talk about the Yevanim, or parts of the Chomos Migdalai, they broke the walls. They tried breaking the walls. In Hanukkah, we realize the importance of the walls. The importance of Somech Hashem L'chon over the Chashbarach who's surrounding us. And the next Yontif, the next thing that we're going to celebrate, we're going to mourn, is Aser B'Teves. It's when the walls start to be destroyed again. Because remember, what we realized over the past 7 days is how close the Kadosh Baruch Hu is to us. And how close we really are to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why is this month connected to Binyamin? We know that Binyamin is called Yedid Hashem. He's called the Beloved. He's called dear to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's called dear, and therefore the Beis HaMikdash is put in his place, in his territory. Because Hashem says, if you're dear to me, I'll dwell with you. I'll be with you. And the Gemara Menachos says that every person, every Jew is called Yidid. Every Jew could be Binyamin. Every Jew can have a chilek in the Beis HaMikdash and can bring the Beis HaMikdash. The month of Kislev, which means Kislev means trust. That when I trust in Hashem, and I realize that He trusts in me, then what happens is you have or. Kadosh Baruch Hu is brought back into your life. You're reunited with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That comes from the Kislev. That's Binyamin. That's the month that we just went through. It's interesting, we just went through Hanukkah, we have to mention Purim. It says of Tzadok also, this whole concept, this scene, this concept of Kadosh Baruch Hu, when it looks like he's dark, he's not there, he's sleeping. But we see in the Purim story, there was a say in the Purim story, it says, B'layla hu nadada shnas hamelech. When the nace starts to happen, what happens? Ahasuerus couldn't sleep. The melech couldn't sleep. That means he was able to sleep before all that. Until the fifth parak of the Megillah, the king was able to sleep like a baby. All of a sudden, nadada shnas hamelech. The sleep of the king was awoken. Says the Gra, says all the tzaddikim. What's melech? When it says melech in the Megillah, who's that referring to? Hashem. Nadada shnas hamelech. It looked like a Kadosh Baruch Hu was sleeping. But is this going to come a point? We're not in the Shnas HaMelech, where the king can't sleep anymore. The king has to come and be with his people. That's the connection of Hanukkah and Purim. What we just went through the past 7 days was not in the Shnas HaMelech, where the king said, I can't take this anymore. The king said, I can't stand being far away from you anymore. Where the king said, I don't care what you look like, I'm going to be with you. And we see this within the mitzvah of Hanukkah, of the menorah. They tell this verse 14, Menicha lamala megimel tfachim, u'mitzvah nicha lamata mites tfachim. That a person needs to put the menorah below 10 tfachim. And why do we put the menorah below 10 tfachim? Pashit. And not only that, before that, in the next source, Ko ashmanim apsilos kisherim nir Hanukkah, all wicks, all candles are kosher for Hanukkah lighting. Even the ones that are not kosher for Shabbos, they're kosher for Hanukkah. Why? Because Neros Hanukkah are teaching us and telling us, you want to know the essence of Hanukkah? The essence of Hanukkah means you light below 10 tefachim. Because the Shechina doesn't normally go below 10 tefachim. The Shekhinah doesn't hang out in the low parts of the world. But Akash Baruch Hu says, for 8 days, life below 10 tefachim, life from the lowest places in the world, because I'm going to be there with you. Because not in the Shnas HaMelech, that Akash Baruch Hu says, me and you not be together can't be. And I'll come to the lowest places, light the oils that you can't light on Shabbos. Light the grossest oils in the world, it doesn't matter. You can be the most disgusting Jew in the world. Akash Baruch Hu says, I'm there with you. I don't care how low you fall, I'll be there to support you, says Akash Baruch Hu. I'll be there with you. That was the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. Unbelievable thing that we see in Al-Anisim. We have if you did not have a mincha yet, we have 4 more Al-Anisims. And then we eat like a lot of challah if we have more Al-Anisims. We eat enough soup kaniyot, you can make a moti bench. Okay, that'll be stuck. If you're in the donut challenge, I guess you'll be doing that. Anybody on the donut challenge? Well, you guys are weak. Okay, so I think I'm accidentally on the donut challenge. It wasn't intentional, but I think I did it. But now, we see an unbelievable thing in Al-Anisim, Chevra. What do you see in Al-Nisim? In Al-Nisim, you see a transformation taking place. An unbelievable transformation taking place. In the beginning of Al-Nisim, it says over and over again, Al-Amcha Yisrael. Al-Amcha, Al-Amcha, and your nation, that we were attacked. Your nation was attacked. Your nation was attacked. But at the end, we see that it changes. I don't know if you realize this. In the beginning of Hanukkah, we're called Amcha. By the end of Hanukkah, we're called Banecha. We're not called the Akash Baruch Hu's nation. We're called his children. We're your sons. It says, Ba'akha bo Banecha lizer v'secha. Your sons, your children, we are your Banecha. And how did that happen? How do we go from being Banecha, Amcha to Banecha? I think it all took place in the middle. We say, in Allah Nisi, V'rabin ma'amiyatim, U'tmeim bi'at tahorim, U'sham bi'at tzadikim, that the many fell to the hands of the weak, the impure fell to the pure. What we saw is that Akash Baruch Hu believed in us. If you did all the math, it was 1,000,000 versus 100. It wasn't possible to win. If you did all the math, we were impure. We couldn't be pure. If you took us off the street, we looked like someone from Yavon. You know what we saw? HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to be victorious. He showed us that he believed in us. It doesn't matter how low you are. It doesn't matter. In the beginning, we just thought we're Amcha. We're his nation. That's nice. But then we saw we're Banecha. And that's the transformation that takes place on Hanukkah. It's how I view myself. It's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu views me. It's how I view HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not a Melech. He's an Abba. He's a father who cares about me, who loves me, who will always be there for me, that will be holding my hand no matter how dark it is. And I'm his son. And I'll be there for him. And I'll continue to serve him no matter how dark it is, no matter how far I've fallen, no matter how much it looks like I'm a no-fill. I'm his Ben. That was Hanukkah. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to take from this day. Zos Hanukkah is a day tonight. Tonight when I go to light my menorah. Come on, we didn't do this the past 7 nights. Stop thinking about what happened the past 7 nights. Tonight. It's a night where you're lighting 8 candles. The beginning of this Yom Tov, you started with 0 candles. And you lit 1. After 8 days, you could see what happens when I take a little baby step, when I let a little light into my life, when I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I see that He's holding me up, when I believe in myself, and I continue to be holy chumosid, to add, and to add, and to add, and to add. You have 8 candles. And you become Milo Min HaTeva. We started Yantiv with 0 light. You're ending Yantiv with 8 lights. With Milo Min HaTeva, number 8 is above nature. 7 is nature. 7 is the natural world. There's 70 nations in the world. There's 7 days of the week. 8 is one above. Because you are making a transformation from Amcha to Banecha. To be Hashem's child means you're supernatural. Statistics don't matter. Rabbi Math doesn't matter. Kedoshim Tahor, it doesn't matter. You're Ben of the Melech. You're a child of the king. Your father is the king. That means you are a king. That means you're a queen. That means you're a princess. But all of us think I need to be like on such a high madriga to be the king. However, let me tell you a medrash. I'm doing a medrash that we find by Balosa, by the menorah. And the menorah, it says that what was it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to light a menorah? What does that mean? He says, it's like a king. Maybe you've heard this. Some of this Hanukkah, you better have heard this one. What happens is a king who tells his friend, listen, I want to come be with you. I want to be with you. I had enough of being a king. I want to just come to your house. I just want to be with you. So the guy gets so excited. Imagine the guy's like a peasant. He's best friend to the king. It's like, wow, the king's coming to my house. And he slowly quickly cleans up his house. And the place is shiny. And all he has is one little bed. He sets up the nice bed for the king. And he takes out a table. And he puts a table next to the bed. And he takes out a candelabra. And he puts it next to the bed. And he lights the candelabra. And he's singing. Right? Mitzvah gedolah lios besimcha. He's mamish flying high. And then what happens? He starts to hear trumpets. He's like, what's that? And he looks outside his window and he sees guards coming and trumpets are being blown and he sees massive torches coming. Also, he starts to see the chariot of a king. Like his stomach drops, like when you're going down on a roller coaster. He's just like, oh no. What happened? And he's like, look at the king, what he has. Look at his torches. Look at his trumpets. Look at his guards. And he looks over at his little bed that he set. And the little table. And the little menorah. And he blows it out. And the king comes to the house. He gives his friend this hug and he looks into the house and he sees there's no light. So what happened? Didn't I tell you I'm coming? The peasant tells him, I'm ashamed, I'm embarrassed. I said, I lit a candle for you and I see all these torches and the horses and I got embarrassed. And the king says, you're a fool. He said, you think those torches mean anything to me? You think I care about those torches? And you think I care about the trumpets? I came to be with you. I want to be with you. I wanted you to light the menorah so I could be here with you. And to bring light, because the light comes from me and you being together. It says the Medrash. Now when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we think we need these big candelabras. We said, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need in that little menorah? What is my little menorah doing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need his big menorah. He doesn't need his malachim and shemayim. He needs you. He wants you. He wants us. That's all he wants. And he says, just light the menorah so I can come be with you. Cover tonight. Is our last chance for the whole year to invite HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. To realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us. To realize He wants our little menorah. He wants that relationship. What does it mean in the world of the Arizal that the end of Hanukkah is the end of the din of the year? Right? Some of us are a little upset. We didn't have a good Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And want to have we have a little yesh. We say don't worry about Hanukkah. Why? What's Hanukkah? Yom in the rhymes, are you letting God into your life or not letting God into your life? Do you realize that you're living with Hashem or you're not living with Hashem? Tonight when you light the menorah, it's in the Ilah, the Aron Kodesh is open. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, are you taking me with you? Am I coming with you? Are you letting me in? Are we going together? Are you going to light that little menorah so we can be biyachad? Are you going to realize, Somech Hashem l'cho anoflim, v'zokei b'cho akufufim? Or are you just going to let your menorah, let it burn out, put it away for next year, and you'll still eat tzukaniyot because they sell them until like Pesach time? What's it going to be? So this is Chanukah. This is Zos Chanukah. This is Chanukah. So when you look at your menorah and you see eight candles, you say, that's me. I'm Ma'ilam in a Teva. I'm a Tzalam of a Kim. I have part of God in me. My job is to bring God to this world. And when you look at those candles, ask yourself tonight, how am I going to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world? How am I going to bring light, aura to this world? Yavan brachoshech into this world. They made us write that we have no connection to God. Choshech is lashon shachach. They made us forget who we are. They made us forget that we have a chelek with Hashem. They made us think we're sleeping. You turn off the lights when you go to sleep. And they made us think that we're dead. You have a little light. A little light to say, I'm not dead. I need a shein of a bibiyer. I may look like I'm sleeping, I may look like I'm dead, but my bibi is alive. My heart is alive. Two more things. How do we do this? We mentioned that the whole yantif is molech mahosif. It's adding. It's going, it's moving. Cover the first step of Chanukah is realizing what I can accomplish. Is realizing my aura. But Chanukah, we have to do something with it. You have to keep on going. If you don't have that attitude of now I need to grow and build from this, if you're just going to stay in Chanukah and never move forward from Chanukah, then we have to move on to the next day. What happens the day after Chanukah? What are you working on? What are you going to do to make sure that that light continues? That even if you're not going to light your menorah every night, but you have to continue to light that menorah every night. That when you look back at every day to say, wow, I brought more aura to this world. How are you bringing more aura to this world? Baruch Hashem, you get to learn Torah. Aura is the Torah. Kinyan mitzvah Torah aura. That is the ultimate light. But what accomplishments are you going to do in Torah? What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to finish? What do you want to start? What are you going to change? What midah do you want to work on? What relationship do you want to work on? What type of person do you want to become? What does it look like to be a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How are you going to make sure when people see you, they see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They're not small questions, but they're questions that we have to ask ourselves when we go to light a menorah tonight. Of how am I going to be molech b'chosef? How am I going to keep on going? How am I going to add to the light? One more thing that we can't forget to do. This is crazy. I told you now, Sifra Chassid, I told you the Tzadok, I told you Sfasamis. I'll tell you what Gra. Gra says an unbelievable thing. And this is something we could forget. But there's one more aspect of Chanukah. That's Halal Vahodah. I didn't put the Gra on the sheet. I have it if you want it. I couldn't find my sefer. Somebody stole it from me. They didn't want me to save it. The whole aspect of Chanukah is Halal Vahodah. What's Halal Vahodah? It's giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu part of my life. The Gra says, the Halal of Zos Chanukah. I'm not making this up. The Halal of Zos Chanukah is the Halal that we should be saying on Yom Kippur. We don't say Halal on Yom Kippur. The Halal for Yom Kippur is Zos Chanukah, which means tomorrow. The last day of full Halal until we get to Pesach. Tizman Geula. That tomorrow when I say Halal, don't just say Halal. This is the Halal of Yom Kippur. This is the Halal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you. Thank you for being a Somech Hashem L'cho Anoflim. Thank you for being part of my life. Thank you for coming to me no matter how low I am. Thank you for telling me that I can do it. I think tomorrow our Halal has to be a different level. I'm not telling you guys what to do. I mean, I think you should come at 7 o'clock in the morning with guitars, and I think it should be a one-hour challah tomorrow, singing, dancing, of how you do it on Yom Kippur. That simcha that you feel, to express yourself to Kadosh Baruch Hu. One last thing. A story. You have to finish with a story. Remember what Weinberger said when he gave the share about the Samech? He told a story of Nassim Tzvi Finkel. Nassim Tzvi Finkel was Rosh Shiva, the mayor. Those of you who ever saw him, he had Parkinson's, he was shaked. He was an unbelievable gadol. One of those people that you look at him and you see like Kadosh Baruch Hu, and not only that, you say like, there's no excuses. Like, he went to the academy in Chicago, he's on the basketball team, president of student council, and he became a gadol. Like, it's like one of those people, like, you're like, oh shoot, I can do it. You know what I mean? It's like, it's one of those people. But he was the sweetest person in the world, and he loved all of his talmidim. And one of the talmidim was leaving yeshiva. Felt like he couldn't do anymore. Felt lost. Felt like he was nobody. He looked around, he said, I'm not the smart. Look at all the other people that belong here in America. Like me, I'm a nobody. He said, I'm leaving. I went back to America. And he went to Rosh Yeshiva. He went for a bracha, and he said, Rabbi, I'm leaving. He's like, bracha matzlacha, I hope he's, you know. Hope we'll see you back in yeshiva. And the boy left. And as he's leaving, another bacha came and he said, Roshi wants to speak to you again. And he came back. And the bacha said the next word saved his life. Roshi looked at him and smiled and he said, I'll be waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. I'm here. You have to go and I'm sad, but I'm waiting for you. And I believe in you. He said that saved his life. Chavra Kosh Baruch once El Schara saying, I'm waiting for you. I'm not going anywhere. Don't listen to the world. Don't listen to that little Yitzhara guy inside of you. Don't listen to Yavan. Don't listen to Amalek. There's too many guys out there that are bad. Listen to one thing. I need a shame of the Libyan. It looks like I'm sleeping, guys. I'm alive and I'm waiting for you. Look at the next narrative. Nadu Nashnas HaMelech. Throughout history, I'll always wake up. I'll never let you be alone. Chavu Shebizocha. That tonight, the next 24 hours, to bind up all these amazing ideas, to package them up, put them in a little jar. Maybe you think of little jars like Hanukkah, like save the air. Take it with you. To show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to continue to light. B'zar Hashem, when we light our little lights, we'll be Zoche, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for him to light his light. Rechadash Atzion Talya, V'niskech Lanu Meher Eliyahu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will light his light in Yishalayim. He's going to light his light 5 blocks down from here. Our Har Bayis, not just Kais, the whole world is going to come to Yishalayim. Not just the vice president, he's supposed to come now. He's not coming. The whole world is going to come. And B'zar Hashem, we should be zoch to see with our own eyes. V'sakazeno, enenu, v'shuv kol tzion, v'rach, v'minu, 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 v'min